New York City's bike share program, City Bike, turns 4 years old tomorrow. It has the biggest fleet of bikes of any bike share program in the country, and last year, riders took 14 million City Bike trips. Joining us now is Jay Walder, president and CEO of Motivate, the company that operates City Bike. He's with us on Skype from Brooklyn. Jay, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
And how do you measure success in a bike sharing program like this? How is City Bike doing after 4 years?
Well, I think we measure it in a number of different ways. I mean, first off, we're seeing phenomenal usage. And last year we had 14 million trips on City Bike, which is a number that frankly boggles my mind. But I think you can measure it a lot of other ways as well. And one of the ways that we really like is hearing all the ways that people come to us and approach us and say, City Bike has really changed the way that I get around New York, and it's really changed my life.
Do you have a sense of who is riding these bike share bikes?
We do. It tends to be people 20 to 55, so you know we're not reaching up to a lot of older people, and they're not. It's not homogeneous. It's lots and lots of different people using it for lots of different reasons.
Are tourists using them?
Absolutely. Although in particular areas, so there's probably three big tourist things in New York. One is to go around Central Park, not surprising. The second is along the rivers, which have been opened up in the last decade, and I think really are presenting a whole new fascinating way of seeing New York. And the third is to go over the Brooklyn Bridge. And I have to say that I'm a lifelong New Yorker. And I started riding over the Brooklyn Bridge, and it just puts a smile on your face. And I think a lot of tourists are finding that as well.
Now, riding bikes on the streets of New York is not for the faint of heart, and it can be dangerous at times. Are you seeing that New York is becoming a safer place to ride a bike, or what are the safety challenges that still exist?
New York City has been engaged in one of the most extensive programs of building bike lanes. And I think that's usually valuable. And the other thing that they've been doing, and I think the city's done this so well, is to be able to integrate city bike stations into the design of bike lanes. And I think safe biking infrastructure is an essential part of the way that we should be thinking about urban mobility now. And it is really a partnership between Motivate and the city to be able to deliver all of the benefits of biking.
But city bikes don't come with helmets, right? So How much helmet use are you seeing, and is there any way to increase it? Because as we know, all the studies show you're much safer if you're wearing a helmet when you're biking.
Correct. So city bikes do not come with helmets, although we do encourage helmet use. In general, what we try to do is encourage people to have helmets, encourage people to use bike lanes, make sure we have safe bikes, including lights on the front, lights on the back. And all the different ways that we can work to be able to continue to make biking safe in our cities.
So if there's another city that does not yet have a bike sharing program and they're listening to this, what would your advice be to them? What's a lesson that you've learned from putting this together in New York?
I think that one of the biggest lessons has really been about the ubiquitousness of bike share. I mean, one of the things that people say to me is it feels like City Bike is on every corner. I think that's a fundamental aspect in terms of having successful bike share. It takes away the sense of thinking about where a station is, and you just think about place, and you assume that a station will be nearby. Hmm. We are, in fact, expanding a very large program in the San Francisco Bay Area. It'll be 7,000 bicycles, so the second largest program in the United States that will start next month. And we're obviously optimistic and very, very hopeful that the take up in that community will be similar to what we've seen in New York.
Just have bikes everywhere.
Have them everywhere and make it feel like it's part of the urban fabric, part of the public transport system, and to give people the sense of freedom and flexibility and control that comes with bike share. I think people are responding to it because it's offering something that we want.
Now, as we said, New York has the biggest bike share program in the United States, but Paris is still bigger. Why do you think that is?
Paris is the gold standard for bike share in the world. They started this. They've done a great job. we're definitely playing catch up, but we've caught up a lot in a short period of time. You know, New York has seen a 40% growth in bike share in the last year in rides. You're seeing more and more people joining as members, but you're also seeing that every member is using bike share more. And wherever it's convenient, people are grabbing a helmet, they're grabbing a bike, and they're taking a trip. And they tend to be quicker and cheaper and more satisfying than many other ways that we're getting around cities.
Well, bon chance, as they say.
thank you very much.
That's Jay Walder, who is the president and CEO of Motivate, the company that operates City Bike, New York City's bike share program, which turns 4 years old tomorrow. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.